Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the second hour of our Pray for California edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, and that means you can share us. Your family and friends around country, around the world, they've got internet access. And best way, pull up the stream. Go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen up and left, upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And whoo, I'm out of breath. Can you tell? Not used to rocking out in the studio. I made a difference.
It's got a lot of pace to that song.
Yeah. It's a fast one, boy. Yeah.
I was on one of those roller coasters at the carnival.
Well, and if you find it, if you pull it up on YouTube, if you want to do this at home, you can find the Freddie Cannon version and to a video of, carnival type atmosphere, because that's what Palisades Park, an amusement park sort of thing. So it is all about all of that. I had a few tears. But I think I've done a lot of the grieving already in getting ready for this. Anyway, thank you for helping and sending all of that great, magical Palisades energy back to them all. We're sending them back their energy. For when they're ready, it'll come in from that mass consciousness and their higher selves. And then for those of us that were crying, we're moving the grief. So if you're up here and you feel that energy, don't try to stuff and suppress it. Help them. Feel it yourself. Move through it. Let it go. That's how we release it. Okay? And we can help in that way. There's nothing else we can do. We can help in that way. So we'll do it again at 11 o'clock. And for any of you that don't know, it's the second Sunday of the month. That's our healing show. So it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. And that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. He's zoomed in from Ohio. He's got a couple of inches of snow over there.
Idaho.
Idaho. Where did I say?
Ohio.
That's a lot farther east.
Yeah. How's the weather in Ohio, Dr. Nels?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been there.
Well, Idaho, Ohio sort of sounds the same, doesn't it? Well, anyway, obviously.
Well, my brother's close to Ohio and Kentucky, and they got a pretty good amount of snow just recently.
Yeah, okay, well, never mind. Well, I told you, you know, I'm not, automatic pilot doesn't exist anymore for me in the studio, so who knows? You know, I just took us to Ohio. Oh, well. Anyway, Dr. Nels is really in Idaho, and he's here, and Linda Rasmussen is actually physically here across the table from me, and Stacy is here taking your calls and all of that good stuff. Nathan, of course, is here. He had to reel me back in from Ohio, but that's his job. So, can I say, all right.
I wouldn't mind being in Ohio.
So do we get to take care of Stacy and the Frenchies and all that follow-up?
Well, we still got to go talk with Sylvia
here. So do we have Sylvia back?
Yep.
All right. So y'all remember our story last month. We did have Sylvia on with us last month, didn't we? No, we did not. No, that was the third Sunday. Anyway, never mind. Sylvia, welcome back to Animal World.
Hello.
Hey, we got you now.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, everyone.
I was just trying to remember, Sylvia. Were you on with us last month?
It was either last month or the month before. I have been on once before.
Okay, once before. All right, so you know the drill. And I guess to catch everybody up, Sylvia and her husband rescued. They have two dogs of their own. Let's see, we've got Piper and what's the other one?
Riley.
Piper and Riley. And then Lucky is this Wheaton Terrier that she's several years old. I think she's around four or five years old. Anyway, history said Amish puppy mill, severely abused in a cage her whole life, and then on a pole and leashed it, taken in a room and tied and forced breedings and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, the dog has extreme fears of leash and going through doorways. Lived with Sylvia and her husband and their dogs for a few months and was doing really well. They thought they had worked through her sensitivities and all of that, and they took off the collar and the harness and the leash and everything, and once she had her freedom,
yes,
could not catch that girl to save their souls.
Right. You even tried helping one.
And by the time they found me, Little Miss Lucky, the Wheaton Terrier, had been out in their backyard for a month. Okay,
right.
So she got referred to me. We set up a session. I went over thinking that, well, the three of us together could certainly walk down this dog. That's not that hard to do. Well, my God, she exhausted the three of us, and there's no way we could get, because they have this huge, huge, huge backyard. It's like half an acre. And there was no way we were going to catch her and all of that. So at that point, it was like, okay, if we're going to get this, we need to get Dr. Nels involved, because obviously this dog's nervous system has got to be majorly messed up and with all the abuse and all that sort of thing. So we did, I saw him on a Saturday. Sylvia connected when we only did half the session because we couldn't do anything because we couldn't get our hands on the dog and I didn't know what we were going to have to do with her. So said, well, we got to get her captured again and get her back in the house and equipment on her, and then we can continue. So Sylvia connected with Dr. Nels after our session on Saturday, and Dr. Nels, you were able to then connect with Lucky, and you did the first neuroenergetic balancing on Lucky on that the Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly which day it was, but I'll take your word for it.
But it was Tuesday, and your report was, oh, my, this is really bad.
Yeah.
Which is actually a good thing to hear, because that means there's something he can do. But she needed lots and lots and lots of work. So Nels did a full session with Lucky on that Tuesday. Then they skipped Wednesday, and then on the Thursday, Nels did another session. But on that day, as I recall, I think, Sylvia, you had a root canal or something, and so you weren't feeling real well. So nothing really happened with the dog that day. But that Friday morning, our miracle arrived. I knew it was coming because I know the miraculous work that Nels does. And so Sylvia's husband went off to work really early. It's his early day. He was gone. So the house was very quiet, and Sylvia came down in the morning. And we had, of course, a whole plan of how we were going to gradually feed the dog at the door and eventually get her in. Well, didn't even have to happen. She opened the door that Friday morning, And darned if Lucky just didn't blow right through the door and into the house, ran around like she used to and settled down. Sylvia closed the door and it was like, okay, we got the dog. Miracle. So Sylvia put her collar on and then had the leash and the line, because the law I laid down on the Saturday when I saw them is once this dog's back in the house, on goes leash or collar harness that she can't pull out of, and leash or line, and she is never to go out again without being attached with a leash or a line. So we thought we're in Fat City, and then, unfortunately, I think Mercury was still in retrograde, but we had it big time because Sylvia's husband came home early. I don't know where Sylvia was, but he came in. He saw that Lucky's in the house, had a collar on, so he thinks, oh, everything must be fine now. She probably has to go to the bathroom. He let her back out.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she went immediately back to the wild and have not been able to get a hold of her since. Now, we're on the plan being Dr. Nails is still working with her. We've got Natasha got involved off the air last month and helped me understand kind of Dr. Nails what Lucky is going through. And I felt like what had happened, and Natasha confirmed this, that she was so out of balance and her physical body was so messed up that when Dr. Nails adjusted her, you know, and did the treatment, the resets for the first time, it was like overwhelmingly positive for the dog. It was like, wow, you know, I feel really good all of a sudden. And she was able to blow through the fear and come through the door. But as often happens with humans and stuff, when you first have a treatment like this, you know, there's a lot of major things happen. But then when you do follow-up treatments, it's not as dramatic each time, you know, and that's kind of what happened. And what has Natasha explained it, you know, as our psychic tuning into the energy, she said, like, that Lucky, she knows when she's being treated now. She can feel it. But she's gone back into her old stuff, and she doesn't trust it. So we're having to work way over now in the process of all of these weeks now of Dr. Nails working on her. And he's got a good connection with her now, Sylvia. So Dr. Nails is working on Lucky now. I think you have said, Dr. Nails, as you've been, that she's been, from your perspective, her physical body is improving and getting better.
Yeah, the energy pattern is so much cleaner than it used to be. There's still, you know, I'm working on her right now or getting some things balanced. But the just compared to what I was doing in the beginning, I was focusing so much attention around her, kind of her chest, just like up from her armpit area on both sides of the body. And that I've found over the years that when that's going on, lots and lots of anxiety is stored up in all that messed up energy. So now it's not nearly so much in there. So it's more of a general tune-up that I end up doing.
All right. So she is straightening and doing better. Now, how Natasha helped me understand this is that she, her, and just so you know, Wheatons as a breed, they can be weird. They're either really great and I never see them, or when I do see them, it's really for strange stuff. And so Lucky is no different there. But it's starting to balance out. And we, of course, are trying to move forward in this and get Lucky back in the least traumatizing way for her. Now, Sylvia's gotten to the point where Lucky does like her to touch and pet her, and she can pet all over her head. And she's at the point now with the touching and petting that Lucky enjoys with Sylvia, that if Sylvia wanted to, she could grab skin and hair and that collar and she could drag her back in. But we kind of decided collectively that we've come this far with it. We really don't want to traumatize her enough to set her back just to get her in. And she's got a comfortable setting out in the yard. And then the biggest problem is trying not have it be too pleasant outside so that she has a reason to come in. But then Natasha explained that Dr. Nels, that she's almost like a feral cat. you know, that when she was in the house with Sylvia and her husband for those few months, Sylvia wondered, well, why doesn't she remember that? And how come we can't go? Well, she was never really there. She was like marking time and just doing what she needed to do to survive being inside with these people until she was loose. And once she was loose again, boom, feral again. And I've seen that over and over with feral cats, even the one that I have now, that sometimes these feral cats, once you catch them, as long as you have a hold of them and they're in the cage or you got a hold of them, they're friendly and then you can pet, you can hold them, you can manage them just fine. But if you let them loose, boom, they're wild again and you'll never see them again. And that's kind of what we're dealing with Lucky, is that she's gone back to almost a primal, you know, feral type energy. But Natasha said there would be another miracle and we would get there. But my whole heart kind of dropped because I had to, she said, Martha, it could be February before she comes back in. So we've been trolling on to let's hope it happens sooner. But, you know, unfortunately, Natasha may be right. Sylvia, has anything changed with Lucky? She's still letting you pet her and stuff, and she's stepping in the house to eat, but with one foot out the door, so to speak. Has anything changed with any of that?
Well, we are pretty much the same. Like you said, she will eat inside. I'm not ever going to feed her outside. At least she'll have some contact inside. So she does eat. And I was moving the bowl back a little bit further, as you suggested. And she does that. But there is a stretch, so she can still back up if she wants to.
Right.
Which she does. She'll take a couple bites and back up. Take a couple bites and back up. And then I do see her more comfortable or more at ease, relaxed, or whatever you want to call it, because then she stays at the bowl and actually eats the whole thing before leaving. You know, and then she wants to back up. But so if you wanted to get close to try to shut the door, she's gone. She backs up and she's gone. So I can't do that. But
well, that's why I want you back sitting on the bench when she's eating. So she gets used to you being close to her when she's eating, and then when that back foot comes in, you're there to just slide that door closed.
Shut the door, right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so now the unusual thing is, you know, I mean, Dr. Nell's Lucky may be better and it's more normal, but you're still working on her. And that's a long time.
I'm leaving no stone unturned.
So you're maybe doing some extra work with her?
Yeah, I'm just like finding the littlest things I can find. I just want to make sure we got everything we can get done here. But I can tell you right now, this may look like a lot to you, but compared to what I was doing in the beginning, this is nothing.
Nothing. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. We're making progress. Now, Sylvia, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Yeah, I just want to do one quick sentence here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nels, because I do see the improvement. She is more relaxed and comfortable, and she wants the attention. She wants, you know, to be loved on, and I can see a change. So I think it's coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just got to be patient because we don't want to set her back now. We want her to come in on her own, and then we'll go from there. So I think we're ready for Linda to do work with you, Sylvia. So you ready?
Yes, I'm comfortable.
Okay, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
So I'm going to have you think about a beautiful blue sky, and you're just thinking the sky is blue.
A little hard to do here, but okay.
I know. It's up there somewhere. And then I'm going to have you shift to thinking of a person. So just release the blue sky. Think about a person that's been on your mind a lot lately.
Okay.
Okay. And notice if there's any feelings that rise as you are thinking about them.
Yeah, there's a...
Okay.
I got it. It's just kind of a warm, happy, good feel.
Okay. So then I'm going to have you set that person and that feeling aside and put your attention on the feeling of grief. And then we're going to replace grief. And replacing grief with the feeling of conscientious. And the number 2. And your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. and doing some very slow breathing in and out, just really long inhale with a really long exhale.
All right, Sylvia, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking, conscientious, two, conscientious, two, conscientious, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And bring that person that you were thinking about and that feeling back into your thoughts.
Okay, got it.
And that is complete.
Yay.
So good job. And I embrace the feeling of conscientious is the affirmation. And when you think that, just have this feeling of that, the sense that conscientious is just kind of sinking into your body, that energy of conscience is just being received.
All right, so you've got your affirmation. I embrace the feeling of conscientious. You know to use that as often as you think about it. Next few days, keep the energy going. And Sylvia, you know, stay in touch with me, and we'll all everybody, please think positive thoughts and just imagine Lucky Wheaton blowing through that door into the house, and door closing behind her. So though we got her, and a leash goes on. Anyway, Sylvia, thanks for calling in, and let's have you for sure. We want you on again next week, so that we can have Natasha look at the energy again, and so from her, we'll find out from her perspective how things have changed with Lucky and what she anticipates now and sees now. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
All righty. Thanks, Sylvia. God bless. Bye bye. All right, we got to take care of advertisers, and then we will get back to the phones. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and you can check them out at anandawashington.org. You can find out there all the great classes and events coming up at the Blue Lotus Temple, at the Yoga Hall, and then, of course, there's the East-West Bookshop in Edmonds. So check them out, anandawashington.org. And then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is open, available for new clients. You can check her out on her website, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And, of course, remember that as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I can help you with your dog friends. And if you got know anybody that has problems with their dogs, write down my phone number and tell them I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. So pass my number out, tell them to call me, and I'll let them know how I can help. So the number to hand out is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. It is Healing Sunday, Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing and Rasmussen Reset. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And we are going to head to Renton. And welcome, Wendy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me, Dr. Nels, and Linda. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Hi.
So... Hey, good to talk to you again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And Wendy's another one of mine, okay? But actually, now, because I came down to Renton to work with you and the doodles in your house. But basically, I came down to work with Luna, who's your young doodle.
Yes.
And so we got two to work on. Luna, even though that's the young one I went down, Luna's doing really well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but then Dr. Nels, the one we are most concerned about, we want to start with is Bailey Doodle. Now, Bailey's a chocolate brown. Is that how we describe her color?
Yep.
Yeah, she's like a chocolate brown doodle, medium sized, about 5 years old.
Yep, just turned five. Okay. December.
And Bailey was Wendy's mom's dog, and lived with her and was very spoiled and all that sort of thing. Well, mom has passed, and Bailey has ended up with Wendy and her family, with Luna. But recently, how long has it been? How long has she been with you, Wendy?
So she came to live with us mid-October.
Okay. The big problem, Dr. Nels, is seizures. I think there was a history of maybe some seizure activity when she was still with your mom, but there was also an issue of your mom keeping things too warm and not wanting to use air conditioning, as I recalled, and it getting just way, way hot. And you had kind of thought that Bailey was overheating, and that might have been responsible for the seizure stuff when she was with your mom. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. So Bailey didn't have a lot of activity, and then my mom finally hired a dog walker, and that she would come in twice a week. And so, you know, the times that she had her seizures the couple times were after these long dog walks, and then there were two other times in which she had it just at the house. And you know, I kind of felt like it was heat related. That was more a heat stroke versus a full blown seizure. But
But now that she's here and we know it's not heat,
right.
She is continuing to have seizures, and they've been getting worse.
Yeah, so her first seizure with us was on November 30th. And, you know, we're new dog people, and so we had no experience at all with a seizure. And her first one was a 12-minute seizure, and then she had a series of, you know, little cluster seizures after that. So we took her to the ER, and, you know, she spent the night there, and they observed her, and they put her on Keppra two times a day. And, you know, it took her a few days, but then, you know, probably after 3 days, she was back to her regular self, like exactly before.
Yep. So, and we know, Dr. Knows, this girl has got to be imbalanced. A lot of digestive issues. We've had really wonky stools and stuff going on through this whole period. Getting her to eat is a problem because she was so spoiled and catered to. And anyway, there's multiple things going on. And the first thing, Dr. Nels, I want to know from you, what's your experience in working with seizures? Does neuroenergetic balancing help? I mean, what can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, actually, I've worked with several dogs and some people who have seizures, and some of them, after I work with them a little bit, they just go away, never to come back.
Seizures or the client?
Good question.
Never to be heard from again. Okay.
I'll tell you a story about that in a moment, but, the seizures go away. I've also worked on some people, developmentally disabled, young men who had some seizures, and when they were getting regular tune-ups with me, they weren't having them. But if they went for over a month, they tend to start having them again. So,
wow.
You know, it kind of depends on the situation. I mean, their case might be a little extreme because of their extreme situation and their disabled, right. You know, developmentally disabled state and all that.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
This one dog that I worked on specifically was brought to me because of seizures, because somebody else had a dog that had seizures and got better. Well, this one came to me and it took about two sessions, and then the seizures suddenly became much more farther apart and then eventually disappeared. But also she had weird, quirky ADHD kind of behaviors in general, never really looked anybody in the eye and was always bouncing off the walls and frenetic and everything. And all of that just disappeared. The first session, she started looking at her owner in the eyes, and the owner says, "I've never seen that before."
Wow.
So, yeah. So there's often a host of things going on and not necessarily just a seizure issue.
All right. Now, I know since we've been tuned in, are you tuned in to Bailey and you're working on her now?
Yes, I'm working on Bailey, and fight or flight is definitely engaged. There may be some more going on here. It's hard for me to examine, and I can hold points and talk, but that's
right.
Yeah. So I should let Linda do her thing while I continue to work with Bailey a little more.
Right. So, but I guess the bottom line, Wendy, is I think this is really good news. That Dr. Nels does have experience both with dogs and humans and seizures. And it sounds like pretty good news in that with the neuroenergetic balancing, has made a positive difference. And in some cases, the seizures have stopped completely. Sometimes they've just gotten better and it's much longer between seizures, but it seems that it would be very worth pursuing this, you know, for Bailey.
Absolutely.
The other thing, Dr. Nels, since Wendy's been, she's got all kinds of stuff going on, has been kind of overwhelmed with everything with Bailey and then her own family and the other dog. So she hadn't had a chance to contact you yet. But now I can't remember, Wendy, you didn't get on and join his group, did you?
No, no, but I was listening earlier, and I did send up the little form. So
okay.
No email from me.
What I'm wondering, do I need to poke Wendy to say you need to be in the class Wednesday evening?
Yeah, she's already sent me a message saying I want to be in the class.
Excellent. All right, so Wendy, you're going to learn how to do this.
Basics,
but then you also can talk to Dr. Nels off the air, because minimally we can have you on every month for a free tune-up, but it sounds like it would be good to do some work off the air with Dr. Nels, because you may need to do that for a little while to see how much progress we can make eliminating these seizures.
Okay.
But I'd say we have some good hope now.
Yes.
Yeah, this is great. All right. So if you've been listening, Wendy, you know that now is when we usually turn you over to Linda to do a little session with you. Are you open to that?
Absolutely.
All righty. Let's have Linda. You are in charge.
Okay. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
I'm going to invite you to think about a blue sky. The phrase is, the sky is blue. You're just relaxed and breathing normally. And then we're going to shift, just let that go and focus on the number one thing that's most wanting to be healed, changed, improved, or resolved in your life. Just let yourself think of whatever that is and say, okay, when you've got it.
Okay.
All right. Focusing on that, noticing how you feel. You don't need to tell me how you feel. Just notice if there's a feeling. And then setting that aside, focusing on a feeling of dread. And we're going to replace dread. And we're going to replace it with dependable. So now you're focused on dependable. And the number four, your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And you're going to exhale and hold your breath out just as long as you comfortably can. And as soon as you need to, let the breath back in. And then when you're ready, exhale and hold your breath out again.
All right, Wendy, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and exhaled it all out. And you're holding that breath out as long as you comfortably can. And taking another breath in and releasing it, holding it out again, thinking dependable, the number four. Dependable, four. Dependable, four.
Perfect, Wendy. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And returning to that number one thing and how you feel about it in your thoughts. And that is complete.
All right.
Wow.
So let's see. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable is the affirmation. And that affirmation will help to sustain the balance you have created for yourself. And so you want to think that a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got that, Wendy?
Got it. In my journal.
All right. All right. Now, Dr. Nels, so a report on Bailey?
Yeah, well, there was a significant amount of work to do, and I got the sense it was kind of, and sometimes when I work with an animal, I get stopped now. There's more to do later.
Ah.
It's like the system needs to process.
Okay, yeah. Well, but that's actually good news, because there's work going on and more that you can do. So, Wendy, that's the best news we could get from Dr. Nels, is that, yeah, he's got experience. Yeah, it's usually really helpful. And yeah, there's a lot to do on her. So that's like we're good right now.
Excellent.
All right. Now, I think we ought to have Dr. Nels check in on our baby Luna. And Luna's our young doodle. And how old is Luna now?
She is 18 months.
18 months. So she's a teenage doodle and more on the white side than anything else, isn't she?
Yeah, she's definitely the opposite of Bailey. Bailey's the subdued, calm one, and Luna is the lunatic.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We got a situation with the name.
a good lunatic. She's definitely calmed down since we had our time with Martha. So it's
right. But I think we need Dr. Nels to tune in and see if she needs some balance.
Let's see. She's about how much does she weigh? About how big is she?
She is 15 pounds.
Okay. Yep, so she's a mini doodle.
Yeah. All right.
And mostly white.
Yeah, white with black spots.
White with black spots, right.
Okay.
But on the small side, but lots of energy.
Okay. And, well, I have found something to do here. It's maybe not my classic fight or flight reset, but it's very close to it. So I'd say there's a little bit of that activity involved here. And I'm going to get that reset.
All right. So he's working on Luna. So, Wendy, anything else you would like to talk about or know about before we wrap up?
No, you know, it's curious with Bailey's second seizure that it was almost identical in how it presented.
Uh-huh.
In that, you know, it was long again. It was about 6 minutes and then add the little clusters, but both times in December and in January, and I don't know if this is a coincidence or not, but so my mom always had the last couple of years, a Christmas tree year-round in her living area.
Uh-huh.
With white lights, not twinkling, just white lights. And oddly enough, the first seizure happened the day that we put up our Christmas decorations inside.
Huh.
I don't know if it's related or not. There was a lot of busyness that day, so maybe it was just the busyness of the day that may have been a trigger. But oddly enough, the day that last week on Sunday when she had this other seizure, that was the day we took our Christmas stuff down. So
Yeah, well, and there can be lots of things that can trigger seizures, but usually activity and that kind of stuff is not necessarily, you know, right up there. But like even with humans, flashing lights, you know, and looking at a certain light can trigger seizures and that sort of thing. But most of the time with seizures like this in dogs, it pretty much usually ends up what they label as idiopathic epilepsy, which means seizures that we don't know what causes them. And I know I think you're being directed to neurologists and all this other kind of stuff. I personally would not do any of that. Because usually you spend lots of money and you don't find out anything.
Okay.
I would, if you're going to spend money on anything, personally, I would spend it on Dr. Nels.
Okay.
Because we're likely to make a real difference. Sometimes your attitude and what you do when they're having a seizure. Sometimes if you've already got a jolly routine with your dogs, if you, instead of calming and sympathizing, you get happy and jolly and move away from the dog, sometimes it'll trigger them out of the seizure. You know, so there's a lot of things that could be going on. But I think the important thing now is to see, now that Dr. Nels is involved and we know that Bailey needed a lot of work and it's not done, there's more to do because he got told she needs to process before you do more work. So that's a really, really good sign, and I think we wait to see what's going on with that. Now, she also has had a lot of digestive stuff. How are her poops doing these days?
You know, I would say in the last 2 weeks, they've been great.
Yay! We've been working like crazy on that to try to get the food right and Slippery Elm and you know, the stuff. Anyway, so we're doing much better with that.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, so anything to report on our little teenage Luna doodle?
Yeah, Luna, she needed a reset, but it wasn't real extensive. I think it's just maybe, you know, puppydom and growing up. You know, my observations over a lot of years is that I could probably find something to do with every single animal that was ever placed in front of me. You know, it's just how much.
Oh, and I can dispute that.
Well,
I've been working with Dr. Nels for years, you know, and he'd come to my house once a month. Now it's online. But My oldest kitty, you know, my tuxedo, my old feral, Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks, many times he'd put his hands on with it and say, oh, she's fine. She doesn't need anything today.
Yeah,
so I think
she's a rarity, let me tell
you. Sophie Sweetcheeks is the exception that proves that rule. Okay. But so most of the time, it's rare that you find ones that don't need anything.
Yeah.
Except for my Sophie here and there. Anyway, so Wendy, I think we've done what we can at this point. You are connected with Dr. Nels, right? You got her connection. And so you're going to get her, you'll be in contact and get her set up for Wednesday and that sort of thing.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So stay in touch, Wendy, and then we can have you on again next week if we need Natasha to look at the energy of what's going on, and that might not be a bad thing to do.
That sounds perfect.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We got to catch up with advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world. And there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, January 26th at 1 p.m. with Archetypal Symbols about the Aquarius New Moon, which also starts the Lunar New Year. In this new moon transformation time, we desire to find community for pursuing our visions that heals our identity through new perception. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, January 26th, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, the NuPro Nuggets. Dog supplement, phenomenal for skin and hair coat. It's got a hip and joint formula. If you've got a dog that sheds and you want the hair to stay on their body and not on your floor, NuPro is the way to go. You can check out all the supplements on their website, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. If you don't find them at the store, they're all available on Amazon. And of course, you know, Dr. Nels is available to work with you off the air. He also is offering free classes and webinars for his private membership group. It only costs $10 to join. So if you want to check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. You can do just like what Wendy did and fill out that little contact information and say, I want to talk to you, or I want in the free class on Wednesday to learn how to do the reset. So healingministryforanimals.com. And then, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Now, I know we've got a caller waiting, but we don't have time to do a call before we close out the hour and send to California again. So we'll have our caller hold on, and we will start with our caller first thing next hour. We will also get to Stacy and the Frenchies and an update on that, and get and then Dr. Nell's newsletter and his affirmation for the month, because it's a really good one. I just teach you. So one of your New Year's resolutions, do you want to lose weight? Oh, Dr. Nell's has the answer to that. And it might not be what you think. So you can look forward to that. If you're on a weight loss program, you got to hear about Dr. Nell's and the affirmation. Now, we are going to close out hour number one, which means normally we would be doing a love train and sending love and light around the world. But we've got a special calling today, and we are going to support our brothers and sisters and everything going on with them and our animal friends in California. I was directed that we're going to be dancing and crying to Palisades Park. Gosh, what a great song it is. The original came out in 1962. I was 12, Seattle World's Fair, and it was the hit of the summer, and we were all into Palisades Park and going to the amusement park at the Seattle Center. And anyway, it permeated the area. But when you listen to the song, it has such incredible, magical energy to it. And it is the energy of Palisades and the Palisades Park and all of that. And I get told that they've lost their energy. You know, it's devastation down there. So what we're going to do, if you can get in to feel that magical energy, as you're dancing, you're going to send it down to California. And we're sending it above to the mass consciousness, to the higher selves of the humans. So we don't want to overwhelm them, but when they're ready, they can then bring it in to replace the energy that's died. But you also may start hearing this song, and if you're like me, the first thing that happened, it triggered the grief. But don't be afraid of that. Remember, if you're going to process negative emotional energy, you can't hide from it. You can't bury it. The way that you deal with it is to feel it and move through it. So we can help in a big way there. So when you start getting into the energy of Palisades Park, if it brings up the grief, let it flow. Let it out. Cry. Wail. Do whatever you need to do, because you're helping move the grief energy for all of the devastated humans and animals in California. So we're gonna send them back their energy to the mass consciousness and higher selves, and we're going to help move a lot of the grief. So you can dance in your head or your bed or your chair or anywhere. We're up and dancing. I was worn out after 10 o'clock. So we'll give you moments to prepare, because we'll get the ads out of the way, and then we'll fire up Palisades Park for one more time, send the love and the light down to and process the grief for California. Then we'll be back with more phone calls. So I'm going to energize up Palisades Park with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via Palisades Park. Om, peace, amen. Here we go. Animal World continues here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.